Entertain the Idaho Vandals. Tune in following San Jose State football for the Bulldogs and the Vandals on 1460 KION. Good morning. 7:46 is our time, 14 before the hour, and it's time to talk a little politics right now, but local style, and about the upcoming election on November 4th, besides that presidential race, which, you know, most of us have had our attention focused on. There's a lot on the ballot. I mean, if you've seen the sample ballot, it looks like the size of a small telephone book. There's so much on that ballot. And we even have a Monterey County Superior Court judge race that we're all going to be focusing here. And we have two people that are running for that position. We have Mark Hood, and we also have Todd Hornick. And joining us right now is Todd Hornick to talk about the campaign. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Hey, appreciate you being available for us this morning. We get a chance to talk about the campaign and your ideas and why you want to be Superior Court judge. So we don't have a lot of time, so let's jump right into it. Your slogan is, beyond a reasonable doubt. Why do you believe that you are the absolute best candidate for this job?
Well, Mark, I think it all boils down to local experience. For the last 14, 15 years now, I've been a member of this community and a member of this courthouse complex. I've worked for the district attorney's office since 1994, working my way up from the bottom, and I've worked in every courthouse in the county, from King City, Salinas, and Monterey, traffic and juvenile. I have been everywhere and done every type of case. I've worked real close with the Superior Court, with the members of the bar, and I think that sort of local experience is really resonating with the voters. When I speak to people out in the field, when we talk to people on the phone, when we mention that I am, in fact, the only candidate who's ever practiced law in Monterey County, really the conversation's a stopper. It's over right there, and I've got another vote.
Mm-hmm. Well, Todd, tell us about what, you know, how you see the law, you know, as a judge, and what you feel that you're going to bring. Besides the local experience that you've had, what are the qualities that you bring to the courthouse?
Well, Mark, I think that I've got a deep understanding, and more than just an understanding, a real fervent passion for what I do. I'm excited about going to work all the time. I actually, and I know this sounds a little corny, I really like the law. I love the law. I live for this job, and I am a courtroom animal. From an intern program in law school, right up until yesterday when I was in court in the morning here in Salinas, I have a passion for being in the courtroom. I think the law is what controls and keeps society in a way that we can all live and work and succeed. And we need that backdrop of the law. And my philosophy is predicated on the fact that the people who make our laws, the legislatures, have arguably thought about what they're doing, reasoned what the language of the law is, and put those into a code book so that people could understand where their behavior is permitted and where their behavior is constricted in the community. And as a judge, I think my job is not to create the law, not to fashion the law or twist it in one way or another, but to simply apply that law with an understanding of where it came from to whatever the circumstances are presented to me in court.
Todd, you mentioned just a moment ago how much you love the law, the passion that you have for the law, and that you're a courthouse animal. And I would think that as someone who is in a position of being either a defense attorney or a prosecuting attorney, those are great qualities. But what we are led to believe that judges are to be dispassionate and sober. You know that you know what I'm saying as far as is temperamentally, you know, do you look at having to maybe change, you know, the way you approach the job when you go from being a prosecuting attorney to a sitting judge?
Oh, well, absolutely, Mark. Obviously, one position is as an advocate and an adversary in a process where we have devised here in this country this conflict to arise at the truth. And that's what we do as lawyers. All of us as lawyers work on a side. And the old joke is if you've got one lawyer in town, he doesn't have anything to do. And if you get two lawyers in town, they're both busy. The idea is that there are sides, and those sides need to come into conflict in order to reach a resolution or to get as close to the truth as we can. Obviously, a judge is like the referee in a boxing match. But I think the best referees in any sport are people who've played the sport, people who understand the sport.
Mm-hmm.
And both me and my opponent are coming from that background. We both recognize, and I certainly do, that, you know, there is a leap from executive to judicial branch, that there is a leap from being, let's say, in the trenches and slugging it out and being that sort of one step removed referee over the game itself. But that doesn't take away from the passion. You've got to be on top of the law. You have to be reading up on it every day. I'm a legal instructor. I've been teaching the law for as long as I've had a law degree, both in Florida when I started for a couple of years and out here in California for the last 14. I've taught at Hartnell College and MPC. I teach at the Fire Academy and the California Department of Parks and Recs. So, I mean, I teach, and I'm slated, actually, I still believe I'm slated to teach at Monterey College of Law. I teach for the California DA's Association. So that sort of passion that drives my understanding and my knowledge of the law, I think that's a very good thing to have as a judge.
All right, Todd, I've got a caller who's got a question for you about the law. Let me go ahead and bring him on board. Good morning, caller. You're on with Todd Hornick, who is running for Monterey County Superior Court Judge.
Yeah, this is Joe. It's not a question. It's a compliment. You know, when earlier in the spring I was in Seaside and I happened to run across a Hornick sign and asked the lady who had it in her front yard, and she was just as enthusiastic about Todd as he is about the job. She talked about how he always came prepared, always was just the most wonderful guy to work for. And, I mean, you can tell it in his voice, and you have to have that enthusiasm for truth. That's what we need. We need people who are passionate about the truth, because if they're not passionate, we got a judge who's just gone through the motions or just sitting there collecting a paycheck. That's the most scary thing in the world for us.
Well, thanks. Thanks for the comment.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate you calling in. Okay, so there you go. You've got, looks like you got that Joe's vote.
Well,
sure.
I got Joe and whoever that was who had the sign. That's two right there. Look at that. Halfway home there, Mark.
All right, looks like we've got another call coming in. Hi, this is KION. You're on with Todd Hornick for Judge. Who's this?
This is Larry.
Larry, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on? I just want to make a comment. If the judge does get the seat there, that with the way a lot of individuals go through the court system, it's not their first time. They're in there for a number of times. Maybe he could just make a point to listen to them when they have their opportunity to speak to the judge. They only have a quick moment to speak to him there after the sentence has been either guilty or not guilty or no contest. So if he listens to that, maybe he can get the true sense of the person and maybe see through some of the BS that the DA has to go through picking up these cases that are unnecessarily brought before a criminal system. It's unfair.
Okay, so, Larry, let me ask you, what kind of case are you talking about that's necessarily unfair?
I'm talking about the individual who appears in front of the judge on the same charges a number of times where the county jail has to either give him a work alternative sentence that he knows he's not going to complete and charge him money or house him for something that's so petty that it's not really something where the jail, that's why the jail's so overcrowded.
Let me take some of this. First of all, right at the beginning, I agree entirely that one of the best qualities I think that a judge can have is that ability to listen and to reflect and really to take in all the information. Like I said before about the law, I think we start as judges and as attorneys with an incomplete picture. We maybe have a frame. We maybe have a loose understanding of what the situation is about. But as time goes on and the case develops, we begin to understand more and more. Now, that said, there's almost no way that we can know everything about every possible circumstance. But we need to try and we need to take the time, and I think that's important, we need to take the time to be able to reflect and to give people a full opportunity to express themselves so that when we are in a position to make a ruling and a decision one way or another, that we have as much information, and we feel that everyone who has information has been given an opportunity to come forward. Now, if I could jump on a second point there, and the jail and the overcrowding and things like that, I absolutely agree. Now, this is a difficult situation because as a candidate for judge, we are restricted in certain ethical rules about commenting on open cases or things that we might have to rule on. But let me just say this in general. I think that it's true that as a society, we have come to use incarceration as almost our only tool. And I think, and I would encourage us as a community and as a state to engage in a broader discussion on what we really want as the main function of our criminal justice system. Do we want protection from violent criminals? I think everybody would agree with that. But after that, when we go down to nonviolent crimes, we really need to have a discussion. Certainly in the Financial Times, Mark, you were talking about it just before I came on air, all the difficulties in the state and the feds and the local governments dealing with finances, and then we have this huge amount of money going out to incarcerate people. We need to have a community-wide discussion about how we are going to handle this situation. Do people need to be locked up? Which people need to be locked up? And for how long? We need to come together as a community and make that decision. As a judge, that is not my role, and it's not a position that I'm going to legislate from the bench. I'm not going to bring this out because I'm not running for Sacramento. I'm not running for Washington. I'm running for my local courts because my experience is here in our local courts, and that's what I want to do. So I applaud you for bringing that topic up. I think it is a discussion we need to have as a society. It's a little beyond my realm here running for Superior Court judge, but it is a concern, and I agree with it.
Now, by the way, he talked about the fact that it seems that some of the judges you appear in front of don't listen to what defendants have to say. Has that been your experience? Do we have judges that are good listeners and judges that are bad listeners in Monterey County? I'm not going to ask for any names, obviously, but just...
Well, thanks for that. You know, I think we have a really talented bench, and everyone has strengths and weaknesses. I don't think I could reach out and point to anyone who's a bad listener or anything like that. But I do agree that there are some who maybe stylistically are more likely to give off that impression. I'm not suggesting for a moment that they don't listen, they don't internalize it. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's just hard because, remember, the people in court, they're not there all the time either. And so they don't know that judge's personality or style or approach, and what looks like being aloof or what looks like being separated may just be a personality style, and it may just look that way.
Right.
I think we really do have a really talented bench. I'd be proud to join it, and I've been proud to work with them for 15 years here in Monterey.
Todd Hornick, what is your website?
That's Todd Hornick for Judge, TODDHORNIKFORJUDGE.
All right, Todd, thank you.
I got that right. Yeah.
You got it right, yeah. Hey, listen, we got to roll because we're right up against the top of the hour, but thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay, that's Todd Hornick joining us here on 1460 KION, more stimulating talk radio.
When you vote yes on Measure Z, you'll vote yes for better roads. You'll vote yes for more jobs. You'll vote yes for environmental protection. And you'll vote yes for taxpayer safeguards. Measure Z will pay to fix our roads. It will make those roads less crowded and safer. Measure Z will increase bus service. It will bring more